This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. American jobs producing steel and aluminum are disappearing. Good pay and benefits go away with them. Take an Alcoa aluminum plant in Wenatchee, Washington. The company shut it down, citing low commodity prices and cutthroat competition from China. 420 jobs gone. A similar facility in New York was threatened but stayed open after the state coughed up tens of millions in financial incentives. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, based at Oregon Public Broadcasting, met some of the workers hurt by this change to see how they're moving forward.
Chris Morales is 40 with three kids. Until the layoff in Wenatchee in early 2016, he was making $60,000 to $70,000 a year in Alcoa's smelter there.
I used to have a picture of a temperature I took. The floor was roughly 250 degrees.
You're standing on that floor?
Yeah.
So what was good about the job?
The camaraderie. You really had to rely on your crew members for survival.
Morales has now exchanged the heat and noise of aluminum smelting for sirens and medical alarms. He completed his EMT training and signed on to a local ambulance crew.
I would rather be here. I need to go home and know that I did some good. Me personally, I like to help people.
Though he says the financial transition has been tough.
This job pays about half of what Alcoa did.
So can you make it on this?
I have to. You know, my wife, she has a good job. She works for the state, got her master's degree. She's kind of the brains of the operation.
Across the country, in Messina, New York, former Alcoa worker Jason Hendricks has also left the smelter behind.
I am the owner and operator of H3 Designs, LLC.
He's 34, a self-taught web designer, started his business on the side while punching the clock at Alcoa. Then in late 2015, when Alcoa threatened to shut down, he took a severance package.
And I really just decided that was my passion. That's where I wanted to be versus the manufacturing environment. My skill sets were more business, goal-driven.
Hendricks didn't see a future in factory work, though turning his back on a steady paycheck wasn't easy.
Especially when you have two young children that depend on that. You got to believe in yourself. And I said, if I'm going to do this, this is my time.
He's got a storefront on Main Street, flanked by boarded-up businesses. Messina's struggling, but he's optimistic.
You know what? Give it a shot. What do you got to lose?
He's convinced entrepreneurs can bring downtown back to life again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.